Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Years ago, this mask that you're seeing everybody wear, John, you remember the mask that everybody's wearing?
Occupy Wall Street and stuff like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. The one they're wearing in Occupy Wall Street. And you'll find out that the Lord has shown us that our president is involved in that. That he's a community organizer. That's what's going on, is that the community of America is being organized. You know, Acorn and all that kind of stuff. And but I was a community organizer. I know what it looks like. I know what it smells like. And I know what the purpose of, you know, what, you can have multiple motives for it. You know, and it, in the original sense of it, you know, Brother John Kilpatrick, who is presently pastor of church in his presidency, also led the revival at Brownsville Assembly of God in Pensacola, Florida, that I was working with him in ministry. And he had asked me to join this community organizing situation that was going on at the time because it looked good, you know, and they were bringing their tentacles into the church. And when I went to Applegate, California, and that was the beginning of revival, and when God was pouring himself out on Father's Day of 95, I remember talking to Steve Hill on the telephone. I was so desperate to get back to Pensacola because revival just started. When God just started, you know, touching us in a powerful way. And I'm like, what am I doing here with all these Jesuit priests in Applegate? And I'm hearing all these people testify at this meeting in Applegate about how they got their, they got into the influence of the church. And they were talking about how they infiltrated it and how ministers and pastors were telling them their hearts and sharing with them stuff they shouldn't be sharing with them. And that how they're organizing them. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, you know, what am I doing here? And I remember flying back from California. And I was, and it was like, I think the plane flew about 10 feet off the ground at about 2 miles an hour. I could see in people's windows along, I think about it, from California to Florida at that time. And so it was the slowest, longest flight I've ever flown in my life. But I remember I called when I was there. I called Bill Holzinger, and Bill Holzinger gave the phone to Steve Hill, you know, Steve Hill's ministries, but he was the evangelist in Brownsville Revival. And and Bill gave him the phone. I'm like, dude, I need prayer, man. I'm missing what's going on. And so Steve Hill begins to pray for me, and I'm in a phone, like a phone, you know, like a
phone booth.
It was not, it's kind of like halfway. It's like a Jesuit priest phone booth, you know. Yeah, it was a free phone. It only had four numbers in it. But anyway, it was just, anyway, I was sitting in it kind of and talking, and all of a sudden, you know, Steve began to pray for me. More Lord, more of your presence, God. Touch him, God. And the power of God just dropped down, you know, in this place. And it was so powerful. I just kind of laid in God's presence. I mean, God was moving. It was powerful.
Wow.
But God exposed to me. And also, I think Greg was part of that. I can't think of Greg's last name right now. Craig. Right. He's a pastor.
Howell?
Yeah, Craig Howell. He and I went to Jersey to up another part of a situation. It's called Nunneryville. We were in Nunneryville, and it's like a winery. It was a nunnery, and you know, and it was. I remember Craig going like, "Oh my goodness, we've sinned. Look where we are," and all these different things are going on. He's just such a sensitive man for God, and it's just so cool to see at that time.
Right.
I haven't seen him in a while. His love for God, but you know, I saw all the training. I saw how the underworkings at that time, and how in the '60s, you know, this stuff was birthed, and it was birthed for a purpose of coming against the government as a rebellious move. They borrowed it from a good move called civil rights. They borrowed it from Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who was a prophet, an apostle that stood up and led a nation to just hold the nation to what's written on paper. He said, you know, to our Constitution. But they borrowed it, and they went against the government, where Dr. King went for the Constitution. These guys were wanting to dismantle it, and they blew up, you know, Bill Ayers. You know, Bill Ayers, they blew, they had a bomb that they blew up at the Pentagon, the FBI, one of the federal buildings. And their goal
Weather
was
Underground or something, right?
Yeah, the Weather Underground. And their statement was, I wish we could, you know, do more damage. And this is one of the first meetings of that our president had when he began his campaign. And I don't
and he's
believe
he's still unrepentant about that.
Well, you know, that Canada will not even let Bill Ayers in because he's a risk. And we actually let him teach our children and young people at our universities.
Yeah.
And what this is what it is. You're seeing Jehoiakim. You're going to listen really soon. If you go to VFN TV, you'll hear about Josiah. And Josiah was a king that the Lord was very pleased with, because when he read the word of God, he believed the word of God. He realized God was angry because of what has happened, but he responded to that and God was pleased with him. But after him came Jehoiakim, where Egypt put in place the next leader, named the next leader. And it was called God's set man, you know, and that's what President Barack Obama is, God's set man.
Right.
And that we should not get angry with President Barack Obama. We should actually realize God is angry with us.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it something? Why are you being angry with God's set man? I think you just need to repent.
Yeah.
You know, and we need to pray for our leader. We've been praying for our president now for 3.5 years, 24 hours a week we pray. You know, and every Monday, and we do it like 3-hour shifts. We call it the VFN prayer and fasting community, because we what God has shown us, and you'll find out, you know, in what is the title of that prophetic conversation that I don't think we I don't even know what they're titling it yet, but that conversation that I was just talking about of leaders around America that are hearing prophetic dreams and visions about what's going to happen, and it's just some of it. You know, stuff like the economy falls in 6 minutes is not in there, but you can find it on the VFN Torch.
Right.
But there's enemies out to do our country harm. There's enemies of our Constitution who openly are against it. And there's enemies of our president that we want to bring him harm. And we don't, you know, we want to pray for our president, that we want to pray for our country. We want to believe that, that God would have mercy on us and keep us all safe and bring us to a place of repentance. If we want to help America, church, we're going to have to repent. You know, we're going to have to repent and go back to our first love. We're going to have to get back in an abiding relationship with them. We have to admit, you know, that it was my philosophies and it was traditions, but it wasn't, you know, obviously with no power. Because it says your philosophies, traditions of men makes God's word of non-effect. So you're reading a Bible that does not, it's not effective in your life.
Right.
You know, and that's the traditions of men. So part of that, what you're going to hear, you know, coming out on Sunday, and we'll make it available ever how we can make it, because we want to get it to everybody, because I believe that on Monday is when these things are just going to escalate, is about this Guy Fawkes mask, you know, and how that God showed Tracy this mask, but she didn't know about the mask. She didn't realize Occupy Wall Street was wearing that mask. You know, God is involved. I mean, God is always involved. I mean, he's shooting out all kinds of signs and notes, and he's got little stick notes over everything that's happening, going, this is me, listen to this, respond to that. I mean, even when they were going to take Jesus and arrest him to crucify him, the very people that were saying crucify him said, let his blood be on our heads. I mean, God, if you just hear what's being said, and in that you're going to find out and you'll hear about it, that eventually, that if they keep putting this mask on and following these people who are behind the scenes, because most of these people in the streets, if you hear them interviewed, they don't even know why they're there.
Yeah. Well, free food, you know, something they were giving out.
Right.
You know,
which the teachers union was providing up in Manhattan when it first started. The teachers union had a building there, an office place, and they had food. They were seeing gourmet meals they were serving.
You can't walk on the street in New York on the sidewalk without maybe getting a ticket. How can you occupy a park and take over the city streets and have food and all this type of stuff? I mean, it's it's very well funded.
You know, and so the, our adversary is not the people who are on the streets. If you listen to them, they don't know what they're really, you know, they don't understand what's going on. What's happening is the church has turned away from God. It's a visionless people. Things that have been like little signs on their windshields and stuff like that just says hopeless, you know, things of, I can't think of the other particular word, useless. But the big thing is visionless, you know, and it's the church, the ones that sets vision. The church, you know, bring God's blessing comes down on a nation. He decides which nation will rise and which nation will fall. And he pours his blessing out on it. And the church is the one that sets vision. We bring light into the world. Well, if we're in darkness, I mean, how can the world not be in darkness? And how we can change what's in our streets in America is when the church changes what's in our hearts.
Right.
Right? It's not to go out there and point our fingers at these young people you know, who are, you know, wanting more. I mean, listen, that's what the church has done. I really believe what we're seeing in the world is, you know, happen in the streets is what's happened in the church. Mm-hmm. You know, they want starism. They want to fame. They would be want to be famous. They believe that, you know, they're entitled to something. But mm-hmm. how many people preach the gospel that you're entitled to everything that God's, you know, God owes you?
That's right.
You know, and how many people have decided, you know, I'm not going to just preach the whole truth or live the whole truth. I'm just going to pick bits and pieces of it like a buffet,
right?
You know, and twisted the gospel.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.